announced Baseballs from start to finish. Ba-da, we see the stars and a ship slowly start to creep into view. Ba-da, ba-da.
High mystery.
There's a bunch of large, Bigfoot-sized prints outside your doorway in the snow. So that means it's time for another episode of High Mystery! I'm Holly.
I'm Robert.
I'm Colin.
I'm Ariana.
I'm Tristan.
You know us. You love us. You're back for more of people getting really stoned and talking about mysteries.
And those people are us and you.
Those people are all the people.
Yeah.
Today we're smoking my death rocket.
It's a death rocket.
It's sativa. It's golden pineapple flowers, organic hash, keef, and hash oil.
Mm.
And it smells and looks delicious.
Ooh,
it's gonna fuck
us
up.
I love it, you know? I love
can't
everything
wait to
about it. Yeah.
And after that, we'll jump into a little something that I rolled.
Mm. That's nice.
Yes, it's a 2019 Twisted Hemp Wrap.
Lovely.
Yes, filled with
how do you
that's
know it's a 2019? What if it sat on the shelves for 3 years?
The nose doesn't lie, Colin. I don't know if you heard about it.
He was getting the terroir of the weed wrap.
It was a cold winter when it was forged in the factory.
Can I get some of those Swisher Sweets back there? What year did you want? Anything from 70 to 84 would be great.
It's a special occasion.
Yeah, right?
I put the XJ13 in there, and then, Ariana, what did you add to it?
I put also, it actually wasn't XJ13, it's J1.
Or J1.
So I also put some J1, and what was that purple something? Purple punch or
purple
lean? Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just elbowed Tristan.
Purpleine, like Darlene, but purple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
It's very purple.
Well, yeah, but
when you get
like
lean
drink,
on,
yeah,
exactly. Like,
what? There's a drink.
Yeah,
you don't know what this is?
The purple.
It's like cough
lean.
Syrup.
It's cough syrup.
Purple drink.
And,
people do this, Colin.
Wait,
it's
that's
a
awesome.
Rappers.
Up
rappers.
Scissorp is
yeah.
lean.
They get fucked up off of it.
Okay, I just haven't heard Grapeline before.
Grapeline.
No,
well,
it's
just
lean.
Lean.
They just
lean.
Call it lean.
And
yeah,
this is
it.
Purple because of the
yeah.
color of the weed.
Oh, okay. It's just scissorp, a very specific iteration of scissorp, right?
Lean is an iteration.
Yeah.
Or no, scissorp is... Lean is what happens when you drink scissorp. You get the lean
yeah.
on.
Scissorp
so,
came first.
It's like
lean
a
is
slang.
Just, yeah.
You know,
okay.
That's a slang.
So it's like you'd say, like, I got that purple lean, man.
Yeah.
Feeling that scissorp.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're
going
to get the purple lean from the purple lean.
From the weed version.
Yes.
We ain't here to get drunk. We here to get high.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I felt like we just had an episode of Urban Dictionary
right.
podcast.
Explain that drug.
We're blasting off with a rocket here first, though. Straight to planet death.
Straight to planet death.
Death rocket has been initiated. Launch is a go.
Today we'll be talking about the mystery portion of it. I'm going to start my own little series here. A la Bobby's Deals with the Devil, a la Kristen,
Colin's
Krypton,
and don't forget Tristan's
Hole. I'm going to try to title it myself,
oh,
but
really?
I accept that you probably
we'll
won't
over.
Accept
okay.
that. So that's fine. So what I'm presenting is hum, 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 Holly's hums. The Windsor hum.
What's a hum?
A hum, I
there
know.
Are a lot of stories that I keep coming across, a series of them, of weird humming noises reported all around the world for various periods of time and with really zero connection to one another. So
oh.
there's just a bunch of little ones.
I'm
I
very,
love it.
Very familiar with these mysteries. The most famous being the Taos hum.
Yeah, I will be talking about
yeah,
that in the
you
second
will.
Portion of the second hum. You'll get two hums today.
Two
oh.
hums.
The first, however, is the Windsor hum, which is what your...
I think I've stumbled on a better name, and it's going to be Holly's Hummers.
Tristan likes that better. It took me a second,
Holly's Hummers.
Thank you.
It's
so much better.
I love it.
It seems like the right thing to do.
I'm going to restate it.
I mean, I loved the way you introduced it, but now it's going to be hum, 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 Holly's Hummers.
I changed it in the title already.
All right. It's set in stone.
Okay, so this island. Approved. Stamp. What you're looking at here and what you should be looking at home too, and hopefully will from the Instagrams, is Zug Island. In Detroit.
Duke Island?
Zug.
Z-U-G.
Zug.
Well, in German it's Zug Island, which means train island, but in this case it's Zug Island. Gotcha. People say Zug Island, right?
Zug?
Yeah.
I don't see a single train.
Zero trains.
Zug definitely sounds like a big, tough alien name.
Yeah.
Zug.
You don't want to go down there, man. You're going to have to tangle with Zug.
So Zug Island is off of Detroit, and for the last 10 years that it's been reported officially, people on the other side of the river here, of this Detroit River, I believe it is, in the Canadian side, have been hearing this weird humming noise that is incessant at all hours of the day and night, and only some people can hear it, and only the people on the Canadian side can hear it. People on the American side do not.
Do the people who hear it, is there like an age difference? Like it tends to be younger people, so it's like a higher frequency or like...
No, it was all kinds of people. All kinds of people. It was just whether or not you could hear it. And people would describe it from anywhere between a window rattling bass to like an in your own bones throbbing or like rumbling thunder. Yeah, so it was always like a really low thing. And it would come and... it's very destructive to your lives. And so they complained, and enough people complained that both the U.S. and Canadian governments do this investigation. Zug Island is owned by U.S. Steel. So it's obviously, like, you will see. It looks like Mordor. You can show picture number two. It's been, like, basically compared to that, it looks like the ninth level of hell.
Right.
You know, like it just looks
evil. Industrial
evil.
Smelting. There's, you know, they're melting metals down. They're.
Yeah. But that place is especially disgusting and just like, it's overrun with only machinery. It's a very small space and it's just one giant, like, pile of crap, which it literally was.
Well, yeah.
I just feel like I've seen tons of industrial spaces like that. Like everywhere. Like if you go into like Northern California or by the bay, there's a bunch of like industrial looking things like
I'm not saying it's unique. I'm just saying that it's ripe for like a movie to be made off of it.
Sure.
Like you pull up the picture, it's like as disgusting as you're gonna expect this island to be.
Well, and it's also an island of, you know, warehouses and, you know, refineries and all that crap. It's like the whole island. So I think that's what makes it a little more, like, disgusting and daunting looking. They literally took this entire landmass and terraformed it into a garbage heap, basically.
Mm-hmm. And was it the people closest to the coastline feeling it? And, like, the more inland you got, the more dissipated it got?
Exactly. Okay. It was reported up to 50 miles away on the Canadian side going farther out. Like, people, if you have the ability to hear it, could hear it that far away. The sound itself measures about 35 hertz. I wish that Chris was here to explain that better for us. I was actually hoping he was.
It's on the lower end. It's
very
low.
Very
it's low. Lower than the
52
hertz.
Yeah.
Indeed. I think it's lower than the lowest bass note on a string bass.
It's getting
so
close to, I think the reason why some people can hear and some can't is because it's getting so low on the register that some people just won't be able to, like, hear that low, depending on, like, your hearing quality. Like Chris was saying, if you are someone who's, like, going to concerts getting blasted in the face by these huge speakers 24/7, then, like, your hearing quality isn't going to be able to pick up lower registers like that.
It's also so low that it's more of, like, your body hears it than your ears.
Okay.
Your body experiences it as vibrations,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of people might not necessarily, like... either be very sensitive to or like connect it to like that's me hearing also like
mm-hmm.
your body can hear too because it's just so freaking low. But some people do actually hear a tone in their ears. It's known to rattle windows and cause and cause items to fall off of shelves, like for the people who are like right on the other side of the Detroit River, right there, because this island is situated right on the river. You can show the map, actually. Number three. Aerial view shows that the island was cut out. So this is the Rouge River coming in here, depositing into the Detroit River. And this guy was like early 1900s named Tug. Tug comes in, buys this, like cuts this out, like makes a man-made thing over here and is intending to like build a mansion on it for his wife. But it's disgusting marshland and it just is not is not suitable. He learns later.
I built a castle over here.
Canada's over here. Yeah. Canada's like here.
I'm glad I saw this. Windsor. When I heard Ireland, this is not what I was picturing. This basically looks like it was part of the mainland and then they just trenched out like a half moat, basically.
Yeah, they made a man-made island. This is actually a peninsula.
Island,
you could.
Surrounded by water on all sides.
I think it is. I think it makes a, you know, it's just a
But does that mean castles are islands? Because they have moats that wrap around them completely.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. All castles are islands.
Okay.
Approved.
Boom, approved.
I read about it. It's the truth. Doug Island has been called Detroit's Area 51 because... These investigations from both the U.S. and Canada, owned by U.S. Steel, and U.S. Steel was just like, nope, we're not cooperating. You can't come here. You can't look at our stuff. We won't answer your questions.
They got groundbreaking steel technology that no one else can know about.
They're just like, fuck you, environmentalists, or like, fuck you, complainers. We're making a lot of money here. We don't want you coming in and fucking up our shit, so we're just not going to cooperate. Very tight, top-level security. Nobody's getting in. And it's U.S. Steel, so they have a ton of money, so they just pay people off. Like, they've gotten fined, so many environmental fines in the millions of dollars each time. And each time they're just like, sure, here's the money. Like,
we're
not going to stop.
We got a little patch of green.
Look at that. Right. Yeah,
we got some trees. That's more trees than on Easter Island.
This is stamping out. This is our carbon footprint right here. You
Every
know?
One tree is more trees than Easter Island.
Exactly.
Shut up, you hippie.
So the original owner, the creator of Zug Island, once he realizes the marshland is not going to be suitable to build his wife's Taj Mahal, he sells it and they use it as legit dumping ground for many years of just like, it's like a landfill island, a dump island.
Horrible.
And then eventually U.S. Steel buys it and makes this Mordor of a factory. We return
back to
number
Mordor.
Two. So
they,
obviously, go ahead.
Sorry, they know that they're, like, there's proof that they're, like, exporting steel and stuff from here. Because I know that, like, to forge big pieces of steel, like, that's a lot of banging and percussive giant hammers, like, super hammers smashing things into place that create a lot of, you know, low-level vibrations and things like that.
Yeah, but that happens. Just like you were saying, you've seen this industry all over the place. It's happening all over the place.
Why is this one so
exactly.
different? What is in there?
Because
what are they hiding? What technology is it?
They're manufacturing sonic weaponry!
And testing it out on the Canadians!
Which brings me to our next and best... there are a few culprits. It's either, obviously, the machinery. Because it's a giant factory, and who knows? They've just got, like, something is not syncopated, but the opposite of that, where it's like...
Right, it's almost like that theory of, like, the marching on the bridge. It's like the cadence of it gets to a point where it, like, tears the bridge apart. Like, Mythbusters did a thing.
It's fact. Yeah,
really
vibrations
happens.
Are no joke. That's how glasses are broken from the vibrations hitting that certain point. Or like... Higher!
Someone grab his balls.
So it's either obviously the giant steel mill or the high frequency active auroral research located in Fairbanks, Alaska, which owns this giant machine. What is it called? they've got this big thing that's like a radio transmitter. It's like the world's largest radio transmitter. The ionospheric research instrument. And it looks like what you, it's like a grid of different towers over a very large space that's located in Alaska. And HARP, as it's called, node is suspected to be controlling our minds through the use of their giant comic book-esque villain-sized radio transmitter.
The ionospheric thing?
Ionospheric research instrument.
It's just going to call it the big thing.
It is a big thing.
Yeah.
It's so they basically excite, they call it, excite an area of the ionosphere, which is the lowest level of the magnetosphere of the world. Excite things up there, the electrons and such.
Yeah, moving on.
Ooh, I'm getting so excited.
Oh, did you want to study my effects? and then that technology is what allows us to reach people who are in very, very remote parts of the world by radio.
So it's an important balance.
It's an important thing, and that's all they claim to be doing with it. That's all. They're like, we just are a radio tester. They're like, we're a radio station, basically. Like, don't look up here. We're not doing anything weird. But they've got this crazy technology, and so people think that they're shooting it up into the ionosphere and then, like, coming back around in other places and just making weird noises to drive people crazy.
So in that theory, it has nothing to do with the island.
That it's HARP causing the, like, just chose a likely culprit and put down this radio frequency on Zug Island to control us from there and hide behind it.
There is so much, you know, metal and stuff there is very, like,
transmitting.
Or it attracts, you know, like metal attracts lightning, maybe it attracts the transmission or whatever.
Theories go that HARP can use its IRI to also weaponize the weather by triggering floods, hurricanes, droughts, and earthquakes, and then cause these pesky humming noises around the world to annoy and ultimately control us.
I mean, that definitely makes sense if you're, I mean, I don't know about makes sense, but it's, I could see it being a possibility if you're exciting the atmosphere, the ionosphere, the magnetic sphere, whatever you're exciting, and then that creates, different air pressures, and that's basically how weather systems are produced, based off of like different air pressures and
interacting,
holding in hot and cold. And
I'll show them when my weather machine is perfected. We'll have the best base in Alaska. What, Benin? Is you don't want to go to Alaska? nobody wants to go to Alaska.
For whatever reason, I picture, what was it, like Megadeth, where they, like, hold, like, a big concert out in Alaska.
Yeah, they really?
It was,
That's pretty fucking brutal and
whatever
metal.
That cartoon
awesome,
is.
Actually. Oh, Death Clock?
Yeah, Death Clock, yeah.
I don't think they did it in Alaska. They did it. They performed a concert for the Beast of the Sea. So it was, like, in it might have been Arctic or something like that.
They've
I don't really
few,
know.
Few
yeah.
concerts for
every episode is a new
yeah. Talking about Metalocalypse. If you haven't seen it, God, I love that show.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Shout out to Metalocalypse.
Yeah. Classics comedies. Classics.
Highly trustworthy source, Jesse Ventura, claims HARP is a mind control device. He's the outward, like, saying, like, they're definitely doing this. He was the governor of Minnesota, right? Like, yeah, come on. Like, these are the people you're... This is crazy. And my favorite part about this all is that, do you want to know what Zug Island was before there was...
Trash.
It was before it was a trash pipe. Before it was purchased, actually. Native American burial ground.
Oh my God.
You don't
want to
go up there.
Why?
I know what you're thinking.
Why does anyone build on Native American burial ground? Why? Just always check.
always
check. Because it's going to fuck your shit up. And so that's what's producing the unrest of the people buried underneath this trash pile.
Why would they just do it to the poor Canadians?
I know, right?
You know, like, the Canadians are like, we just were over here minding our own business.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's like the spirits are like, yeah, we were minding our own business too, until all of a sudden they dumped a bunch of metal on our bodies. And now we're screaming.
Yeah.
Sorry you can hear it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my pain is a problem for you in your day? oh, you can't sleep? I'm being burned by acid. They're doing it only to the Canadians, maybe, because they know the Canadians. They have to make a point. If they do it everywhere, then probably no one's going to say anything. And Americans aren't going to do anything about this. But they're like those Canadians.
Those are the empathetic ones.
Those are the ones who care.
I heard sorry over there 12 times in the last 10 seconds. Those
exactly.
are the people we want to hum at, trust me. We want to give them a Holly's Hummer.
yeah, so there we are. There we are with that one. I do have another, but...
That's good, because
we
have another
blood
to smoke. Oh, well, that's perfect. yeah, the next will be...
I had a premonition.
The Zug Island Hum is
the
what
Zug
we call that.
Island
okay.
Hum.
Interesting.
Who knows? Who's to say?
Yeah, I mean, it could be just, like, straight-up machinery. It could be something that no human interaction, like, had whatsoever. You know what I mean? Like, it could be... Well, everything we've said so far is human-based.
Mm.
I'm thinking, like, it could just be that maybe this man-made river is a really nice channel for some kind of cryptid that's going... and they just hear the hum. And he's just trying to find a mate,
yep.
you know?
Yes.
Or,
and that's his home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his head.
That's definitely what's happening.
Maybe.
Probably.
What?
Yeah. Space
yeah.
whale eventually.
Space whale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It could be like geological. Like something like plates are moving or there's
mm-hmm.
like a weird like gaseous bubble under the earth or something that maybe is moving rocks against each other.
Oh, yeah. For
yeah.
sure.
Who's to say?
Who's to say?
You got another hum?
I got another hummer.
You got another hummer?
Which is the one that you mentioned before, alluded to, the Taos hum.
Yes.
The Taos
the
hummer.
What? Say it again.
The Taos hummer.
Taos.
Yes.
Taos hummer. So, Taos is in New Mexico, and inhabitants have been reporting a mysterious hum since the early 90s. Only 2% of the population can hear it. They are very creatively called hearers.
Hearers.
Referred to Huron as hearers. Try to keep up.
We're setting a really fast pace here today.
Yeah. My homework is going to be nice and slow, and we're going to speed up at the end. It's going to be great. Stick with me. So there were also different reports of, or different descriptions of the hum, from whirs, like higher whirs, to buzzes, to rumblings, or to many like a diesel engine idling in the distance. Hearers who are also musicians say the hum is about an E flat.
Oh.
And some technical people with like technical background who are the Chris's of the world say the frequency ranges from 30 to 80 hertz, which is a pretty big difference actually. 80 hertz is within normal hearing range, I believe. Yes.
Yes.
Did you say like 80 to 200 is human? 50 human stuff.
52 is the lowest bass note.
Ah, so. Yes.
Wait, I'm not sure if we got all those straight. It's okay.
It's close enough.
I think you can hear all the way down to 20.
Possibly.
Yeah, I think so. And the whale frequencies go lower than that, as well as higher than that.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure 40 hertz, the top of the big whale frequency, is the lowest bass note.
Oh.
So that's why I said 35 hertz was lower than it.
Indeed.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, I just want to be crisply precise about our sound.
Just went in one ear and right at the other.
It was right information.
Okay, so here's a weird thing. The University of New Mexico comes out and does research on this, and they're not able to detect any noise. They use instruments. They use sensitive sound and vibration equipment, and they are not able to like record it.
Like
even when
people
yeah, even when people who the hearers are reporting that they're hearing it.
Like I'm hearing it. You
what?
Hearing it? No.
That's so crazy.
That's crazy. What's going on?
Maybe it's like they're not hearing with their ears, they're hearing telepathically.
Yeah, they have some instrument extra inside their head. That's
or
what they're
a
like
calcified pineal gland or something, you know. Like everyone's pineal gland is calcified thanks to fluoride and other things. And so maybe they just don't have a very calcified pineal gland and are more perceptive to the psychic
vibrations.
Mm-hmm. That instrument is still working for them. Their appendix has
their
used
internal.
Yeah. So they can't record it. I say, again, obviously a result of HAARP, the Alaska, the super machine. What'd you call it?
The big thing.
The big thing. The big thing.
The ionospheric.
Whatever.
Auditory relay, something around.
The IRI.
Instrument. Research instrument. Boom.
Also, have you guys seen this new, it's not new technology, but they have a thing where you can hear the sound through the vibration of like your bones. Like, they used to have candies where you could bite down on the candy and you would hear the music. And now they have sunglasses where they sit on your, you know, like you wear sunglasses and they transmit the vibration through the...
Oh, yeah.
The parts that hang onto your ear and then it, like, vibrates your skull and your entire skull is now the speaker.
I've seen that, but I've also heard varying reports on whether it works. Like,
I know the candy thing works because I did that as a kid. It had like a little thing that you would put your lollipop into and it would send vibrations through the lollipop, and when you would bite down on it, it would then send the vibrations through your teeth or whatever, and you could hear the music.
I think I had that once when I was a kid, but I was very young.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
I don't think I ever got to chew on one and listen to the music.
I've never heard of that either.
I've never heard of the lollipop. The sunglasses, you can buy them, and they're incredibly expensive, but they look like regular sunglasses. You are just able to hear music through just vibrations on the ear piece of it. The thing that overhangs.
So it's more like a wind chime and less like...
No, like...
Huey Lewis in the news?
No,
Huey Lewis, whatever music you want to put on your, like, MP3 or whatever
that
connects to it, it'll only go through vibrations, but you can hear them. And I don't know, I've definitely thought about getting that, but
it's
expensive, and I'm not sure if it
sounds like an interesting experience, if nothing else. If it works, I guess.
I wonder if the varying reports are because some people are hearers, and their bones, whatever it is, that is used to...
The bone density or whatever
something
it is.
That's still working for them, so they can...
Or
it works for them,
like,
or other people, they can't. They just can't hear.
I think a lot of it is, like, the fit of it. It has to hit the exact spot, and maybe just where they sit on your head... It
some people just have fat heads.
It's those fat
Tell
heads that don't hear.
Tinnitus has been offered as a possible reason why,
like
these people are having... You just have tinnitus.
You get some ringing in your ear.
That's a real thanks kind of explanation.
Right.
You got tinnitus. Thanks. I don't think it's tinnitus.
Yeah, though. Like, because they're tested, and obviously you can test for tinnitus.
Yeah.
They don't have
absolutely
tinnitus.
Right.
They have otherwise normal hearings. Want to know what's less than a mile from Taos, New Mexico?
A mountain.
Native American burial grounds!
Yes, I knew it.
The Native American burial
ground. That's a great coincidence.
I
know.
I feel like we're 100 miles from a Native American burial ground
sure.
right now. Like,
right.
anywhere
that's
you go,
miles.
You're 100
no,
miles away.
No, she said
away.
One mile.
Oh, 1 mile.
Less than a mile.
Oh,
less than
a
mile.
That's
yeah.
close as shit.
That's,
like,
that's a walk.
Yeah, that's a walk.
You're trampling on graves, for
I,
sure.
I don't think you're wrong, Tristan, because it's, you know, you just got to go back far enough, and there are technically, well, indigenous peoples or First Nations. Native American burial ground just sounds so good together. You can't say First Nations burial ground. It doesn't carry the same effect. No?
Yeah. Not the same spooky effect.
You could just say an indigenous burial ground. I think you'd still get it.
You're right. I should change it.
I don't think anybody's mad about Native American.
Well,
First Peoples is what they prefer, but I don't think anybody's upset. It's not a slur.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right. I did read that. Okay. Because I went down this hole then. Because
yeah.
I've forgotten already. So there's actually a pueblo, like an active working pueblo where people have, it's the oldest continuously inhabited community of the United States.
Nice.
So
that's
obviously
cool.
They've been burying people there for centuries.
Yeah.
So technically a native, I mean, they have cemeteries. It's not a First Nations burial ground as we know it.
Yeah. Got you.
It always comes back. Just don't live your life on top of somebody else's, on someone's grave.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In general, all around the world.
That's a very bad thing in feng shui.
Oh, for
sure.
You have
to bring in special people. It's not good to live on a burial site, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's how ghosts happen, because their bones are still inside the building, so.
But you have to give exorcists something to do, otherwise that profession's going to go, you know, the knowledge will be lost because they won't have anything to do.
So you're saying continue living and desecrating people's sacred burial grounds.
To keep exorcists in
jobs. Tristan Matt creating jobs for America.
That's like saying that you want to keep the plague. We should have kept the plague around so those doctors who wore the big, like, bird noses.
I'm upset that that's not a thing anymore.
My father was a leech carrier, thank you. How much worse would it be if you were, like, fever drunk and a dude wearing a beak that's 2 feet long comes walking in to treat you?
I'd be like, my trip is going real good right now.
Really? I'd think, well, that's it. Satan has arrived. He's wearing the face of a vulture.
A death mask.
Yeah.
So ominous.
I did look up a few things about Taos. It's a small town. It's only 5.4 miles. So the fact that it is only a mile away from a burial ground is fairly significant. It's not like a 100-mile city and there's a little edge. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the whole place is close to that.
Mm-hmm.
There's mountains right by, including the tallest peak in New Mexico. And the Rio Grande, I think, is pretty close by as well. So some of those geological things could maybe be it. We have rivers in both cases,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe that means the
space whales.
Yeah.
That or just like the sound of water like funneling through like tight areas or.
Yeah, or maybe like there's like an opening underneath them.
That's catching it. Yeah.
Exactly. Who knows?
There's those musical stairs that use like the ebb and flow of the ocean to like make music. Have you seen that?
No,
like,
but I want to now.
The waves come like crashing in, and then like as it does that, it hits like different pipes and stuff, and it makes like. Music.
Now that is a good idea.
Genius. Fuck yeah.
That is just fun.
The ocean sing a song.
Yes. And like, I like the idea that the song's different no matter when you're there because of the changing of tides and the rolling of the waves.
Mm-hmm.
And
fall sounds different than summer.
Magical.
Guys,
Someone pull it up.
Life really is worth living.
There's good stuff out there.
Yeah.
Could be ley lines. Could be ley lines in both cases coming together and just like, like there's a missed connection or something.
If you believe in ley lines.
Who's not on board for ley lines?
Right.
Like, Justin just took off his ear, his headphones and walked out.
Screw you again.
He's out.
Have there been any like unknown sightings, like light sightings or anything like that?
Yeah, UFOs. Where are they? Zaxxar?
Not that I can have come across in these for these locations, but
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's not possible.
They didn't find like a urine stream on the ground in the desert that said Zaxxar rules.
Right. No.
I love the idea that alien evidence is just like teenager evidence. Like they left behind like space beer. And it's just like that generic and stupid on the label. It's just like space beer.
For some reason, it's still in like the 50s style Erling can.
Yes.
Basically a soup can with a hole in it.
They're still smoking Marlboro Reds. Is there more about the Taos hum?
No, that's it.
That's the whole Hummer?
That's the whole Hummer.
You never want the person to ask, is that the whole Hummer after the
Hummer? Oh, I guess
that's everything? That's the whole production?
That's where you're going to stop, huh? Just right there? Great.
You know, some
cool.
Would say be grateful for what you got.
Bigfoot's growling outside the door, so. You want to put on something sexy and answer it.
Yeah, you do.
Which means it's time for us to say goodbye. For High Mystery, I'm Holly.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Ariana.
I'm Colin.
And I'm Robert.
From a Bigfoot heart to yours.
Oh. Mwah.